Welcome back, everybody, to the Deep Dive. You know, today we're going to be taking a look at something, well, something that's really personal and could even be, well, could be world-changing, I guess you could say.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be talking about what it means to kind of unleash the prayer warrior inside each of us.
Yes.
Now, whether prayer is something that's like a daily rhythm for you or maybe just something you turn to every now and again.
Right.
Or even if you're just kind of intrigued by the idea.
Yeah.
Just stick with us. This deep dive is for you.
Absolutely. And we're not just talking about, you know, saying words. We're really going to deep dive into prayer as this real engine for growth, both personally, but also in a bigger picture sense as well.
That's right.
And our insights today come from a really thought-provoking episode of the Faith Themes GPE podcast.
Yeah.
And they have some fascinating angles on this concept.
Yeah, absolutely. And today, our goal is really straightforward. We want to try to understand this idea of a prayer warrior. What does that actually look like? What does that mean? We're also going to look at some of the common stumbling blocks we all face, I think, when we pray.
Yes.
We're going to hear some incredible stories of prayer in action. And most importantly, we're going to give you some concrete, no-nonsense ways to deepen your own prayer life.
Absolutely.
However that looks right now.
That's right.
Okay, so this prayer warrior idea, what's the core of it?
Well, at its heart, it's about someone who actively kind of steps in on behalf of others through prayer and engages with the challenges around them, you know, in a spiritual way.
Right.
And what's really interesting is that it's not about how fancy your language is or how long you pray.
Right.
It's much more about the consistent intention and the faith that you bring to it.
Right. It's not about winning some kind of spiritual eloquence contest. It's more about the key seems to be that ongoing commitment, a genuine belief in what you're doing, and a real purpose behind your prayers.
Yeah.
The podcast we looked at even pointed to Ephesians 6.18, talking about praying in the Spirit at all times. And staying alert in prayer for everyone.
That's a great verse. It really highlights this sense of continuous, mindful engagement. And the podcast made a great point that, you know, being a prayer warrior is fundamentally a posture of the heart.
Yeah.
That's very deeply connected to Scripture.
Right.
It's not just checking a box. It's a way you orient yourself to the world and to your faith.
It really makes you think, right?
Yes.
What if you, listening right now, really stepped into that role in your own life for your family, your friends, your community, even the wider world?
I mean,
what kind of impact could that have?
Right.
That's a powerful question to keep in mind as we go.
It is.
Now, let's be real. Prayer isn't always like easy.
Of course not.
We all hit walls.
Yeah.
What are some of the common struggles that that our source material touches on?
Yeah, the podcast brings up a lot of very, very human experiences, right?
Mm-hmm.
That feeling like your prayers are just bouncing off the ceiling or dealing with a mind that wants to wander to your to-do list.
Yeah.
Or just feeling unsure about how to even begin or what to say.
Totally.
You know, these are all things that I think almost anyone who prays can relate to.
For sure.
And I think if we zoom out a bit, I think these feelings can sometimes, you know, make you question the whole point of prayer.
Absolutely. I know I've definitely been there.
Yeah.
Feeling like I'm just talking to myself.
Right.
But the podcast offers a really comforting thought by mentioning Romans 8.26.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds us that even when we're at a loss for words, the Spirit steps in and helps us.
Absolutely.
In our weakness.
Yes. And it takes the pressure off of feeling like you have to have this perfect script.
Yeah.
You know, the podcast reassures us that even a simple, heartfelt cry for help,
right,
God, I need you, is a valid prayer and a powerful prayer.
Yeah.
That is heard.
That's a really freeing thought, I think. And the podcast also reframes these struggles in an interesting light. It suggests that pushing through those feelings of distraction or doubt can actually make our faith and our prayer life stronger over time.
Yes, absolutely. It's like working out a muscle. You have to push past that initial resistance to see growth.
Yeah, that's a fantastic analogy.
Yeah. You know, like any discipline, I think those moments of resistance are often where the real strengthening happens.
Totally.
What's fascinating is this idea that simply persevering in prayer, even when it feels like a chore, actually deepens our connection and our reliance.
Hmm. Okay, so we've got a better idea of what a prayer warrior is, some of the hurdles we might face.
Yeah.
Now, the podcast really brought this to life with some personal stories. I always find these kinds of real-world examples.
Oh, we do.
So much more impactful than just theory.
Absolutely.
So tell us about Sarah.
Okay, so Sarah was juggling the classic demands of being a working mother. you know, the constant pull between career and family and often feeling very stretched thin.
Right.
She made this deliberate choice to carve out just 15 minutes each morning.
Okay.
To specifically pray for her children and her work life.
Mm-mm.
And what she found over time was that she started to see real ways that her prayers were being answered in both of these areas.
Wow.
And her daily prayer time became a source of stability for her, like a true anchor in her life.
That's so relatable for so many people.
Yeah.
Just that small, consistent investment of time,
right,
making such a tangible difference.
Exactly.
And then there's David's story.
Yes.
Which sounds incredibly powerful.
It is. David was facing the immense challenge of addiction.
Right.
And he discovered that turning to prayer provided him with a strength he hadn't known before.
Wow.
And he used prayer as his primary tool, really, in fighting his addiction.
Yeah.
And incredibly, now he leads a prayer group to support others who are also on the path to recovery.
That's a real testament to the transformative power of prayer in the face of some really significant struggles.
It is.
And finally, we have Maria, the college student.
Yes.
Exam stress, you know, anxiety about the future, so common for students.
What?
How did prayer help her navigate that?
Well, Maria's experience, I think, really highlights prayer as this really practical way to manage anxiety.
Right.
She started making it a point to pray before exams, and whenever those feelings of being overwhelmed would sort of creep in.
Right.
And now prayer has become her go-to response whenever she's faced with uncertainty.
Wow.
The podcast even included a really simple but powerful quote: prayer brings peace in the midst of turmoil.
That's such a concise
and
yet profound statement.
Yeah, it is.
It really resonates with all those examples.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so these stories give us a glimpse of what's possible.
Right.
Now let's get down to brass tacks. How can we, the listeners, actually deepen our own prayer lives?
Yeah.
Wherever we're starting from.
Right.
The podcast offered 5 really actionable steps.
They did.
So let's break those down.
Absolutely. So these are very practical suggestions.
Okay.
That anyone can implement.
All right.
So the first is to set a consistent time for prayer.
Right.
And the podcast really emphasizes that even if it's just for a short duration,
yeah,
say 10 minutes each day,
okay,
making it a regular appointment in your schedule is key.
That makes total sense. Like building any positive habit,
right,
consistency is usually the bedrock.
Exactly.
What's the second concrete step?
Okay. The second suggestion is to pray the scriptures.
Okay.
And this involves using actual verses from the Bible as the starting point and foundation for your prayers.
Okay.
Allowing God's word to shape what you focus on.
Okay.
And how you express your prayers.
That's a really interesting approach. It's like using the source material itself to fuel the conversation in a way.
Exactly. It can provide real focus and direction, especially on those days where you might feel unsure of what to pray about.
Yeah, that's great.
The third practical step is to journal your prayers.
Okay.
So the podcast suggests actually writing down your prayers and making note of any ways that you feel God might be responding.
Okay.
Or any answers you see unfolding over time.
I can definitely see the value in that. It's a way to track your own spiritual journey and also to look back and see patterns or evidence of God's work in your life.
Right.
That you might otherwise miss.
Exactly. It can be incredibly encouraging to look back and see specific prayers that have been answered.
Right.
Even in unexpected ways. The fourth step is to pray with others.
Okay.
Whether that means joining a prayer group or finding a prayer partner.
There's definitely a unique power that comes from praying in community.
Oh, yeah.
And having that mutual support. It can provide both accountability, but also a real sense of encouragement.
Right.
When your own faith might be wavering.
It does.
And what's the fifth practical step?
The final suggestion is to listen to God.
Okay.
And the podcast reminds us that prayer isn't just a one-way street.
Right.
It's a dialogue.
Yeah.
So it's crucial to build in those moments of stillness and reflection to listen for God's voice or guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And this connects directly with that scripture reference from Matthew 7.7.
Right.
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find.
Yeah.
Knock and the door will be open to you.
Those are all really tangible and actionable things we can all try.
Yeah.
Now, the podcast also touched on this concept of spiritual warfare in relation to prayer.
Yes.
Can you unpack what that means in this context?
Certainly. So the podcast introduces this idea that prayer can be understood as a form of spiritual warfare.
Okay.
And it's not about, you know, physical battles. It's about actively engaging with negative forces.
Okay.
Pushing back against the darkness and in a spiritual sense, advancing what you believe to be good and right in the world through prayer.
Hmm. And there's a specific scripture that ties into this idea as well, right?
Yes, 2 Corinthians 10.4, which says, "The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds."
Hmm.
And the podcast really emphasizes that prayer is not just a defensive reaction.
Right.
It's a proactive and powerful tool that declares a different reality, a reality rooted in faith.
That's a really powerful way to frame it.
Yeah.
That our prayers have a real impact.
Yes.
On a spiritual level.
Absolutely.
Even if we can't always see it.
Right.
With our physical eyes.
Exactly.
Now, to further fuel this sense of purpose, the podcast shared a list of affirmations specifically for prayer warriors.
Yes, they did.
What are some of those key affirmations?
These are really encouraging statements that are meant to be repeated and internalized.
Right.
Just to build that confidence and focus.
Okay.
So they include affirmations like, "I am a powerful prayer warrior equipped with authority."
Right.
Another one is, "My prayers are heard and they bring change." We also have, "I am persistent in prayer, trusting that God will answer according to his perfect timing."
Wow.
"I pray with unwavering faith, believing that absolutely nothing is beyond God's power."
Okay.
And finally, "Every single day, my prayer life grows stronger and I will not lose heart."
Those are fantastic reminders of the potential that we have.
Yeah.
And the impact that our prayers can make.
Absolutely.
And to really help listeners put all of this into practice, the podcast then moved on to the idea of creating a personalized prayer plan.
Yes.
What are the essential elements of that kind of plan?
Yeah, the podcast breaks it down into some very manageable components.
Okay.
The first is time. Making a conscious decision about when you will dedicate specific time to prayer each day.
Okay.
The second is place. Identifying a particular location where you can focus and connect without distractions.
Right.
Third is tools. Considering whether using a prayer journal or a prayer app might be beneficial.
Okay.
For organization and focus. The fourth is partners. Thinking about the value of having prayer partners.
Right.
For mutual support and accountability.
Yeah.
And the final element is consistency.
Right.
Emphasizing that critical importance of sticking with your plan.
Right.
In order to cultivate that lasting and meaningful prayer habit.
So it's all about being intentional.
Yes.
Weaving prayer into the fabric of your daily life.
Absolutely.
Rather than just hoping it happens.
Exactly. The podcast really emphasizes that the ultimate goal isn't just to get through the day, to simply survive, but to flourish and thrive through the power of prayer. And it links this back to Philippians 4.6, which encourages us not to be anxious, but to bring all our requests before God with prayer and thanksgiving.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into unleashing the prayer warrior within, what would you say is the most important takeaway for our listeners?
I think the core message is that every single one of us has the potential to be a powerful prayer warrior.
Mm.
It's not about having some special talent or achieving some level of perfection.
Yeah.
It's about making a consistent, intentional effort, acting in faith, and approaching prayer with genuine purpose.
That's a really empowering thought to end on.
It is.
And it leaves us with one final question for you, our listener.
Hmm.
Based on everything we've explored today, think about one specific area of your own life.
Mm.
Or within your community,
yeah,
where you feel a prompting maybe,
yeah,
to step into a more active role as a prayer warrior.
Yes.
What is one small but consistent step you can commit to taking starting right now?
Right.
To either begin or deepen your prayer practice in that area. It's all about taking that initial step.
Absolutely. And remember, even those seemingly small, consistent efforts can lead to really profound and lasting change.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.